This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Some leading Democrats are reacting to President Donald Trump becoming the first sitting U.S. president to enter North Korea Sunday, stepping across the border during a meeting of the demilitarized zone with Kim Jong-un. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says President Trump referencing his great friendship with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is another example of Trump's affinity with authoritarian leaders.
To say that Kim Jong-un is his friend when this is a man who uses anti-aircraft guns to assassinate his enemies is just disgraceful.
Trump had said Saturday the meeting would only last 2 minutes, but what was expected to be a brief meeting turned into an impromptu summit lasting about 50 minutes. When Trump emerged from the meeting, he announced he and Kim had agreed to form teams to restart working-level talks. This is the third meeting between Kim and Trump, following talks in Singapore last June and in Vietnam in February. Though the DMZ summit raises hopes of revived nuclear talks, it is not clear how much progress was actually made. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow said Sunday that resumption of trade talks between the U.S. and China is a very big deal, but acknowledged there is no immediate prospect for an agreement between the world's two largest economies. He said the countries have reached an agreement on 90% of a new deal by early May, before talks broke down in what has turned out to be a seven-week stalemate. U.S. President Donald Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping agreed Saturday on the sidelines of the Group of 20 Economic Summit in Japan to restart the negotiations, but Kudlow assessed that the last 10% could be the toughest, with such unresolved issues as cyber attacks. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A Sudanese doctors group says five people have been killed and several seriously wounded in a day of demonstrations.